Are you home, fam? Remember when we used to chill and smoke weed? I was a youngin', used to think you was an OG. When it was beef, we used to dress in black and no heat. Trying to make it through the rain in these cold streets. You know the road, you know the code, you know you don't speak. But you told and ratted on your codies. So for that, you forget that you know me. You will never have a home back in Stoneby. We don't condone in that, we don't condone in rats. Nah, no, there'll never be a home for that. Matter of fact, pussy, hold this strap. Go and blow your own brains in your lap. Rat tat pussy, rat tat pussy, strap fat pussy. Cause you got caught up in the rat trap pussy. So on the real, we don't feel for snakes. We ride birds, we don't deal with jakes. Strap tat pussy.
Bro, you see the this track's a raw, more raw than there, though. Man is moving direct. Like every single bar's about you. You feel me? Woo!
Are you alone, fam? Yeah, you're on your own, damn.
Wonder how long ago was it? Because this was like his first, like, wait.
The party's over, you don't look so good. You turn snitch, now you don't look so good. You turn bitch, you probably should take wood. You QE, your life should get took. I'm too street for your halfway crooks. Get guilty and try and pass their books. Spill beans because they ass is shook. Real G's go and read that book. You feel me? Snitch, idiot, puss. Grass, the gun blast, you speak on the hood. Rah, the gun blast. Could you speak on your ex? How could you even go and speak on your friends? You're a prick, fam. Click bang, better keep on your tens. Run, hide, better keep from the ends. Dumb guy, we can't reason again. Dumb lies got you leaving the pen.
This is deep.
You're a snitch because you're speaking to
them. I don't know. Shout out K-Coke. I don't know if this guy snitched directly on K-Coke. Yeah. But, fam.
The venom is in his voice.
He was angry for that one. He was angry for that one still. So I can't lie, cuz. Man made a whole tune, every bar, every lyric is about you. Man said pussy like 50 times.
That's how you know that it's on his chest, it's on his soul. Shout Coke, but yeah, 2K for the podcast. Hey!
What's happening?
Hey.
Yeah, you know what, yeah? You know what? It's been a good week. Yeah? It's been a good week. You know, like... shit's progressing in my property. Everything's, there's some other little problems. Whenever you do a project property, people, and like they start stripping away all the demolition, taking your kitchen, your bathroom out. The problems, you just thought it was a new this I'm going to put in, new that I'm going to put in. Like, it's like kind of like Lego. You take one out, put another one in, bro. There's more problems there. But it hasn't even dampened the week. The week's been sick. Work-wise, from a business point of view, been a little bit turbulent. From employment point of view, it's been smooth sailing. Had to pay my parking fine today that I got the other day. Because you see me, I always wait. Like, even though they say, oh, if it's half price if you pay within 14 days. Try and know I'm paying that shit on the 14th day. Okay? And that 14th day was today. Wow. So I had to just freaking pay that. Obviously, it was a Transport for London ticket. So it wasn't even a 65, it was an 80.
Yeah, big boy.
80, so it was like 65 plus True Flavors. So I couldn't even get True Flavors today because I paid for that in advance. You feel me? But I didn't even get to eat it. So the mayor ate that. Mm. But it's minor. It's minor. Other than that, had some good news that I won't share on camera because, you know, ain't none of your business, people. But yeah, I'll share with the man them after. And... what else? Yeah, top of the league.
Forgot.
Canada. Yeah, you get me. Yeah.
My week's been a very eventful. I must say, I've been outside a lot. I think about 4 nights out of the 7. It's been a lot. And I want to bet. Like a personal bet with my barber. So guess who's going on holiday with his family free of charge?
Me!
Yeah. So hope you're watching, Maeve. This is documented on camera.
Do you know what?
I'll be sending you that link real soon and you can just pay for it for me.
You know what? I want my barber, who's my old barber from the time, get me. I made a bet with him as well. And this is just in regards to football.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Obviously, he's the Chelsea supporter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this ain't nothing to do with Chelsea, even though Chelsea are in the mud. But he was like, "Ah, rah. Listen, yeah, you lot might get top four this season, but Newcastle are going to finish above you." I said, "Listen, if Newcastle finish above us, I'll pay for two trims. So if they don't, then you get your own trim for free." That cool bet.
Bet.
Yeah.
So obviously my brother tried to say, "Yeah, just keep it in Europe." To push that to Egypt still. Yeah, I have to push that out. I want to go see some pyramids free of charge with my kids and girl. So yeah, no, yeah, it was a nice week still. It was a nice week. Thanks for what yours.
Yeah, same, man. It was a good week, man. Nice and chill and easy. Nothing to complain about this week.
No complaints. That's a nice one, isn't it?
Bro.
It's nice.
Life is good. You know
nice,
what I mean?
Nice. So what did you want to talk about, seeing as we started with the snitching tune?
Bro, listen. Today, I was thinking about it as well, because like every day I wake up and I'm seeing like some unbelievable, shocking things that's happening in the world, and it's almost as if like on social media everything is dramatized.
Isn't yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone's over dramatic. Everyone's over sensitive. Everyone's over this, over that. But in reality, in real life, it seems as if people have normalized like being a snitch. Snaking your friends, folding, pretty much in it. So, I just wanted to put a little bit of nostalgic spin on it. Of course, there's definitely gonna be some older heads. The older heads that are before my generation that will probably say, "Oh yeah, it's the same as it was now. There was just no social media." You remember smoking crack anyway. So I was like, you know, like it's kind of brazy. So man can't really take what you're saying, because you remember the season spliff era. You know what I'm trying to say? You remember... Yeah,
the big man spliff.
You know, like, in Damn, they sell White Widow. You remember smoking the real White Widow.
Yeah, the real White Widow.
Like, the powdered spliff. You feel me? And you lot were smoking H as well.
Yeah.
Like you H. So because you remember the generation was too bunny, man, don't really know. But what I say that to say, I wanted to kind of talk about what man's perspective was of being real. In quote, real was back then. Mm. What being fake was back then, and kind of how, what is kind of turned into, like, what is, because right now it's kind of, the world is in a very weird spot, like, in my opinion anyway, but yeah I just want to know what the man them's take on it is, really and truly and really.
Out the gates, I'll say, we'll start from school, because that's where everything started for us, but I'll say the definition of real back then, opposed to now, obviously, but it was very much real. Was some sort of gangsterized bang out. Real just meant violent or outlandish or just rugged with it. Just yeah, like, and I think real wasn't really used in terms of what real is. Real was just used as a
kind of like an a category.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like you can do all these wild, mad things, and yeah, like my man's real. Whereas I think the older you get, the more you kind of realize what I think. Even though everyone has a different version of what real is, it all comes into one pot of just being true to yourself. But back then, it's like you had to be the most violent or the most outlandish or do the most wild shit or be the most gangster or have the maddest friends or family that's gonna come down to the school and do the mad thing just to earn the title of being real. But it was like, obviously, as time changes, it changed for me. But I think that was what it looked like in school days for me. What about
you? Yeah, literally the same that you said. It was real, was just seen as the more gangster you are, the more real you are.
Mm.
And to a certain extent, the more money you had, the more money, real you had. Yeah, do you know what I mean? True. Even though there's a lot of pussies with money, like, it was just seen as, all right, cool. The only way that you can be real, by the definition of what we were growing up and what we saw around us, was either to have money or to be extremely violent that your name is known everywhere. Like, there was, I can't think of, like, because obviously growing up, no one knew anything apart from what they saw around them. So the idea of, I can't remember what I was going to say, but the idea of, like, realness was only around that area. Like, no one would say, "My mom's real, my dad's real, my whatever's real." Do you know what I mean? or my brethren that are doing well in school, in life, are real. It was just more of, yeah, my man's banging out on the roads. Yeah, that's a real nigga still. But yeah, that was the definition for me.
Maybe, don't get me wrong, like, we all went to the same school and we're all from the same kind of geographic location. Mm. So even though we see things through different eyes, we saw the same shit.
Mm.
You know what I'm trying to say? So it's going to be very difficult for any of us to have too dissimilar an opinion of what, in quote, real was. But for me, maybe I'm going to go a little bit further back from secondary. So I'll say, like, maybe before we even met as brethren. If you could fight, yeah, you were real. If you weren't scared, that's the base reality. Like, if we're gonna go somewhere and there's men that we don't like, or if we're gonna get outnumbered by some people that are trying to move to man or whatever, you're not gonna run because you're a real one. If there's gonna be a group scrap, you're gonna set the pace because you're a real one. And maybe the ones that even think they're real until it gets on top, they will feed off the energy of your realness, if that makes sense. If we're all going, the real ones are generally the leaders. Don't get twisted. There's other real ones within that ones, but they are also the leaders. And because the whole gang culture thing doesn't seem as big as it was then in regards to, like, personnel, because bear men are getting killed now, bear men are getting like big birds. Before, no one went going jail, so there weren't really a situation where I could snitch on you or you could snitch on Thames, because
but Pace could snitch on me though, because he's a fucking
oh no snake. Well, maybe you gotta fucking tell that story still again, because
snake ass.
That's mad. But there was nothing dramatic enough, crime wise, for man to be like, oh yeah, you're a snitch. That never really happened, did it? But
the word, the word snitch was only used in telling the teacher. Of some per se, or telling your parents.
Or chatting, more like chatting your brethren's business to other niggas or whatever, and it comes back around to
or
you.
Or to a gal or whatever.
Yeah. To a gal and it comes back to you.
You're more of a information leaker rather than an informant.
You know
what I'm saying? You're just leaking information. Like, you're just doing things that you shouldn't do, and then that's how you get categorized as a snitch, but you're not actually like putting someone behind bars or trying to evade some punishment yourself.
Exactly.
You know what I'm trying to say? You're just kind of dropping the next man in, innit? But yeah, just for me, not being scared. Like, you know, like in secondary school now, you started to read people. You're a little bit older now, and you're a little bit more exposed to violence, especially in the school that we were in. Primary school was all rocking rose. It was all picket fences and rose gardens in secondary school for me. Like, there weren't no fights. There weren't no stabbings. Niggas weren't getting bricked or none of that stuff when I was in primary school. We played football. We crossed our legs on the mat, and we were nice. you know what I'm trying to say?
It's true.
Like,
it's true.
We were good kids, bro. You know what I'm trying to say? So when we went to secondary school now, you start to read people a little bit more, and then there's a older, you don't really look at the hierarchy of the older years in primary school as well, because there's not that like structure of badness. When you go into secondary school now, especially for us, the older kids are way, way, way more violent. The scale is much wider, so you're able to, you're immediately exposed to another level of badness, where we then took that yardstick of who's real, of who's not, and adapted it in our own kind of ecosystem in our year groups, just above and just below as we progress through secondary school. So the ones, like, a man might not be, for example, a man might not be, a man's rumored to be mad strong, like, but he might not be a real one, but because he's mad strong, and man's heard that, like, when it comes to the coursing, or he's banged a couple man out, maybe because his back was against the wall, he will have the energy, like, you know, don't really want to take it to him. And I'll give him a prime example, and man knows the example that I'm going to give, because I still got the video. You see, like, obviously I'll tell the viewers, man had Snatcher, the pussy old Snatcher, like, fuck Snatcher and that, but this is going to be a little a story where my man just, like, showers a little bit of praise on him, you know what I'm trying to say? You see this time here, Yeah, this time here, as far as we was concerned, school was the world. And he shocked the world that day, fam. Yeah? Like, I'm telling you, bro, he shocked the world. So, obviously, we're all in the toilet. We're all playing pound up in the toilet and that, yeah? Toilet, we used to call the toilet the casino. Like, no one could even come in there to even use the toilet. We just to be in there gambling all the time, yeah? So, he's done the thing. He's won the money in that. And my next bedroom, he's not man's bedroom like that, but he's man's bedroom. Like, he's one of the outer circle friends. You get me, yeah? He's taking his money back. Like, right, you're not taking my money. Like, you're not even taking it. Snatcher's not having it. I'm thinking, like, M-Dot is like, he's regarded as the nigga that's strong. Like, strong back African. Like, bro, you ain't really fucking with him. And like, I'm not going to lie to you. There's been a couple of times where it's got the grips between me and him, and man's felt the strength. Like, you know when man's, you know, like, I can't remember what they call it in Dragon Ball Z. You know when man's level's high? Yeah? You got those scouter things, ting cracks and that. Bro, man felt the power. So anyway, Snatch is like, bro, give me my money. Like, it's my peas. Snatch is grabbing the ute, yeah? And like, give me my money. The U, see, because the U is, we're now in year 11. Are we in year 11? I think we're in year 10 or 11,
yeah?
Because this U has gone through school for so long, having that I'm strong, I'm like, niggas don't really want to fuck with me. So that's why they haven't fucked with me before. Because he's lived off that hype for so long. One, he hasn't had to fight no niggas, so no one's actually ever seen him really in action. And two, he's cocky with it.
Yeah, very cocky.
So Snatch has grabbed him and he's like, give me my piece, da 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 da. He's just on this thing where he's not even grabbing Snatcher back. He's like, bro, I don't even want to knock you out.
God.
Bro, he's talking. Bro, I'm telling you, yeah? I'm telling you. You see, if there was a mic, when he was talking, flames was coming off that mic, bro. Flames. He was like, bro, let me go. I don't even want to knock you out, fam. Snatcher started getting mad. And I'm in a situation, I'm thinking now, bro, I don't know. I don't know if Snatcher can take him. Man's going to have to see. Like, they're both man's bedrooms, but Snatcher's in my bedroom. Yeah. So I'm thinking, bro, like, Snatcher, what are you doing, bro?
Bro, relax.
Stop. I'm thinking like, bro, he's going to wrap you up right now. Like, Snatcher's like, let me get my jacket off and I'll show you now. I'm like, bro, yeah, you're reaching, cuz. Like, you're really reaching. Obviously, we're all in the toilet. The toilet's a pretty confined space. It's not a cubicle. It's like a, you know, like a toilet in a hotel or whatever, or a nightclub or whatever. It's a bigger thing. So, everyone in the tension's building in the room because everyone's kind of, we're all friends, so we're not like, yeah, fight. But everyone's looking around like, we don't know which way this is gonna go. I'll be real, me in my own heart, fam, I remember it like it was yesterday. I was fearful for Snatcher. I was fearful because I felt the power. You know what I'm trying to say? So, you might not have needed to get into that sort of occasion of M-Dot to feel the power, bro. He was a strong back you.
Yeah,
I'm like, gonna have to jump in and that, and then and you know when you jump in, you get smacked. And
yeah, exactly.
It's all crazy and that. I'm thinking Snatcher's gonna get himself ragged out right now, bro. Snatcher got that jacket off, and Snatcher started punching up. Fam, Snatcher started punching up the ute. Snatcher went Super Saiyan 2, fam. Left him in the dust. His scout was broken now. Snatcher was fisting him up like shamefully. I couldn't believe what was happening before my eyes. I swear to God, I was amazed. I was like, Snatcher's turned into the fucking Dragon Ball Z gorilla. he's just mashing him up. Bro, he's mashing up the U. Bro, after he's mashed him up to a point where it's like, it's getting a bit too scatty in the toilet now. Yeah, it's getting a bit too scatty. And then he's like, yeah, you know what? It's calm. Man, we'll just rock out again after school. It came like My man needed enough space. He needed more space to fuck Snatcher up.
Yeah.
Bro, the way he fucked him up in there, I thought, you know what, Snatcher, yeah, you got the better of him there. So you got the better of him. But after school, in the field, you might get fucked. Like, Snatcher's won the round, fam.
Yeah, he's won the round.
You know, if it was a boxing match,
he's
won the round, like, 10-4.
Mm.
Not even a close thing. He's fucking punched him up, bro.
Yeah?
After school, bro, I'm still thinking, bro, hey, if he gets you properly, you're done out, you know? If he hits you clean, your head is going to be rolling off. You're going to be picking your teeth off the floor, big man. Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say? Bro, I'm going to get some footage of this video. I don't know how the violence thing works in regards to
YouTube. Especially because they're children as
well.
Yeah, I don't know how it works, but...
Yeah, I don't know, yeah.
We might just have to send it to Riley so I'm only going to see it. Bro, we get to the... I'm thinking... Snatcher's thing, you know, like he's stepping out of his corner now in the boxing match. He's pumped.
Snatcher's got gloves on, isn't it?
Bro, he's pumped. He's got his night gloves on. Yeah. You know, the night golf gloves. Yeah. Bunches up the knuckles properly. Yeah. Like, you know, like there's no.
He didn't even have golfer gloves, man. He had like fucking like biker gloves. You know, like the biker gloves.
Oh, with the knuckles on the top.
Yeah, swear,
dad, he had the hard knuckle on the top.
Oh, no, he's a cheat, fam. He's cheating. Why are you cheating?
No,
like
bro,
that?
No. Because in the toilet, bro, the knuckles were bare. And he fisted up, man. He got fists up. Mm. Like, I don't think you understand, bro. Because of the way things are now, I have to make it very clear for viewers. Because now it's ching.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Bun. Everything's all quick now, isn't it? Everyone's getting hit with the scopes and that's it. Finished, isn't it? It's over. Before you can even think about seeing a video, man, I already do it live. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? It's very, very quick to the end. I was in the field now. I'm thinking, bro, you know, like it's got standoffish again, but Snatcher's ready. Yeah, he's ready for round two. M-Dot's quiet because he's gone from the. I keep talking in boxing terms, but like people know, but he's now gone from the A side to the B side. He's now not the champion. He's the challenger. He's quiet. He's on a lower vibe. I'm thinking, bro. You done caged the animal, bro. He's gonna fuck you up now, Snatcher. Now, none of us can stop it. I'm like, bro, no one stop this fight. Yeah. Anyone stop, we're scrapping. Snatcher's gone at him again. I'm thinking, they got more space now. Bro, I think M-Dot managed to punch him once. And when he punched Snatcher, Snatcher started growling like a dog, fam. I went for him again, fam. Snatcher fucking crashed him. He crashed him into the ground. He stomped him into the earth to the point where the ute was on the floor.
Curled up in a ball.
And then Snatcher was just like, I feel bad. He fucked him up so bad. My man's reputation after that was... He went from being a real one to being nothing. Yeah? Nothing. He smited away all of his credibility. He was nothing. He was chewing gum. He was on the floor. He was fucked. Yeah? Out for the count. Could never, ever, 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 ever come with no wicked chat ever again after that. And he was one of the realest ones. Mm. He lived off that being a real one name for the whole of school. And Snatcher punched his fucking lights out. So this is what I'm trying to say. Like, it's mad because with being a real one, there's a degree of fear that comes with it. But if man thinks you're strong or man thinks that they can't really take you, then... In their eyes, you're a real one.
Mm.
But now, in like today's society, it's turned into a little bit different. I know I've gone around the houses in order to, I've exaggerated the point to make a point, but when there was no fear, this is when two, in quote, real ones meet each other in it. Because my man, over the years, I've looked at that situation, because that fight was epic in school, and I really think that M-Dot in that situation, he's lived off this real one name for so long.
Mm.
That's how he even got an opportunity to roll with man.
Because
man thought it was a real one. I think when he was doing the whole cocky, I'll knock you out, I don't even want to knock you out. I think he was low-key scared. I think he was low-key scared. And after he got fists up, he had no choice. He had no choice but to be a real one. But then he got smacked up again. And then after that, all of your clout was gone, fam. Because you had bitches... Like, even my girl at the time was trying to pick him up. Like, don't pick him up. What are you doing picking him up, bruv? Yeah? We're Don King over here. We're leaving with the winner. Yeah? Fuck off, bro. He's on the floor, bruv. Leave him there, fam. Let him lie down and rest off for a bit, man.
Oh,
but you're picking him up. bro, even at the end of the video, when I show it to you, really, you're going to see my girls all picking up. And I was thinking, they had an argument after that. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I went primary school. Fuck that, fam. Yeah? If it was that, so you wouldn't be picking them up. It would be me picking them up. Exactly. Fuck off, bro. Let him lie down there, bro, and chill out. You get me? But
primary school.
Obviously, then, that's just one situation. Mm. I'm sure everyone has got a situation like that where they're... David meets Goliath and David fucks up Goliath. Mm. Like real fucks him up big time, big style. Yeah. All of a sudden, after that, and because of the lineage I had in school, my brothers and that, I never really had to get into too much altercations with people. I've said this before in episodes previous, but after that day, I never had to really get into an altercation with MDOT. But I sat there and I said after that and I thought, so what power was I thinking? What power was that?
Requested no power.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, I'm thinking, was it in my head, this power? Because he couldn't have that power because Snatch had done him. Yeah. And you know, like, no disrespect to Snatch, like, but you know, like, I'm feeling like me and Snatch, like, we're on the same level.
Yeah.
But he's banged my man out like properly. So I'm thinking, bro, what power? Like, what's wrong with me then? Like, because anyway, I thought, bro, after that, anyone and their dog, they could take MDOT. So and there was nothing you could do about it. Because trust me, you don't want, you go outside once, all right, cool, you've gone out, but you don't want a lesser man to be punching you up like that. So I think he just bowed out. He just headed out after that. But then, that was, for me, that marked the last of the reel. The last of the reel, because shortly after that, no, it was before. No, it wasn't year 10, so yeah, shortly after that, fucking another real one, like, in my opinion, one of the realest. And I don't know if this is, I don't know if being a real one back then or now is even a good thing, because the in quote real one mentality got my man killed. So it's like, it's mad. Like, when I think about it now, it's mad. Like, RIP Tiny Alien in that year, because he was a real one. Like, it doesn't matter how big he was or small he was, because this youth was tiny. He had big hands, but he was tiny and he could scrap. He was scrapping anyone. He went running from anyone, and he was slapping it on everyone at a time. Yeah, it wasn't no, there was no burners. There was, the niggas weren't really getting shanked like that. Man had shanks, but it was kind of like a
last resort.
It was last resort, and if man took it out, it was like fencing situation. Like, it was on guard. It wasn't really a,
niggas are trying to scratch.
Like, man ain't trying to get you down. Like, man's trying to get you down today.
Nah, like, now niggas are dipping. Like, before then, you might get a scratch.
You might get a little thing. Not even these stitches.
But like, you say that, but then obviously there's some stories that man can't really tell in here. But there's instances where, like, even when man was 13, 14, like, niggas were getting gutted.
Yeah.
Like, gutted out, bro. So it's kind of mad. Like, it's like, I hear what you're saying, but like, maybe it was few and far between. But like, this is what I feel like back then, maybe when niggas was really on, like really on, like you go from everyone's fist fighting, everyone's doing that, and then there's the niggas that are, all right, we got real life
problems,
issues, yeah, and those niggas were gutting, yeah. Now I think it's just, and I kind of get where people coming from social media, because you hear about it more. Like, I feel like it was happening a lot then. But it was like, word of mouth was the craziest back in the days, because you really know if your story's legendary or whatever, if that story just circulates everywhere. Yeah. Like no one ain't sending out fucking, there's no group chats like back in the days. There's no WhatsApp group chats. Like, if Cons would have an argument with someone, like, or something like that, it'll be a long text or something like that to that person directly. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And so far, everyone would just find out like that. There was no like group chat where the rumors would get spent. Mm. So
there was no forwarded.
Yeah, there was no forwarded. Niggas weren't forwarding. No, niggas weren't forwarding.
There was no, because forwarded is a big thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, bro. Yeah, it's like, if niggas got
forwarded many times.
Yeah,
bro.
If niggas got de-recruited, yeah, the word of mouth would spread that. Yeah, yeah. And it was so funny because it was really like, when I think about that, it's really childlike, innit? Because you're basically saying, yeah, I'm just letting you know that we don't roll with him, though. Like, man ain't telling you to not roll with him, but the decision has basically been made.
It's a pub, it's a PSA.
Yeah.
It's a PSA, like, yeah, bro, you see you, see him, yeah?
Yeah, my man's a snake, or something like that.
He is, not only is he not rolling with man, if you put him on the menu.
Yeah, you can't save him.
We ain't saving him. He's on his own.
Yeah.
Man's throwing you to the sharks. That's generally how it is.
Yeah, it's curtains, bruv.
But now, it's I don't know, man. I don't know, bruv. But like I said, this situation, and I don't know the ins and outs because I wasn't there. I don't like people that speak about things vividly when they weren't there, innit? Yeah. I'm only going to say what I heard, He's an tiny. I know he was the real one because I've seen it with my own fucking eyes. Mm. You know what I'm trying to say? He struck fear into them. Brixton was divided. Mm. He struck fear into everyone. Mm. Yeah, like everyone. But anyway, there's only a next nigga like him, which is my cousin. But we'll go into that another day.
Oh God, yeah, legend.
So he's beefing these niggas. They're beefing these niggas on Black Prince. They've gone down there. Their team's there, other team's there. It's going back and forth, back and forth. It's all fancy before the ruckus or the rumble will start, innit? Mm. My man's took out a big wetter on the Black Prince side. Niggas, from what I've heard, don't know the facts, that wasn't there. Niggas have started running, yeah? When they've seen the shank, niggas have started running. He's like, fuck that, I'm not running. Like, I'm a bad man, mm-hmm. I'm not running. Mm-hmm. And then man just waited him because man didn't run. So had man not had that level of ego and attitude, mm-hmm. I don't know if that would it have prompted, because of that, did that prompt my man to act?
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? I think about that shit all the time, bro, because something he said to me, literally, it sounds like it's just before he died, but it was probably like 2 or 3 weeks before. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, but I think it plays in my mind. Like, I would say less so now, obviously, because time has passed, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But every year, at least, like, I'm thinking, bro, if you just humbled yourself, if you just swallowed your pride and ran,
mm-hmm.
like, the world would be in a different space. Mm-hmm. You never know. Fate is a strange thing, but man probably would have been in a different place now. It's just a weird one, so...
Yeah, go on.
At that and I feel like at that point, the fear around being a real one mutated into something else. Mm-hmm. Like it became more about what you had done, or what you had allegedly done.
Yeah, allegedly.
Yeah, and that's because word of mouth, technology took another step forward in regards to the mild social medias. Mm. So when it was the B-balls and stuff like that, it's at that point where, don't get me wrong, we used to use that social media platform for Gyal predominantly, but it also enabled us to talk to niggas from different hoods as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I'm trying to say? And chat shit, just for the sake of it. Like, I used to use Bebo to fucking source out people that had the same name as me so I could aggravate them. You know what I'm trying to say? I didn't care where he was from. It didn't matter.
Where was that nigga from? Tulse.
There was one from Tulse. There was one from... Brixton Hill, it was just so your man was just to antagonize people, but man was also cool with other people as well. So, but through those channels, word of mouth was also more. Well, it traveled faster.
You know what I'm trying to say.
So it was now it's turned to, rah. Did you hear? My man has got a Mac.
No, but you know what it is, the word of mouth now is funny because it's. It's not even like localized word of mouth anymore. Do you know what I mean? Whereas before it was localized, like let's say South London localized, or even because man wouldn't really hear stories outside of South London. Do you know what I mean? Now if I go on YouTube, like now the word of mouth is so crazy that niggas are actually like eating,
monetizing
off of fucking word of mouth, bro. Like all these channels, you get me? I don't want to name them because everyone knows them, innit? And they recount this beef like it's football. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, bro.
And then you go through the comments, and then all you see is, my man ain't on, cause he got poked up there, and da 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 da. And most of these people, it's like, I always wonder, like, one, where did you get this information from? Because I can't imagine, and I could be wrong, I could be deadly wrong, because I also think, like, it's an ego thing as well. Because man love to be like, oh yeah, them man are from fucking, all these youths that are coming are from like Sussex, or they're from somewhere outside of the ends and that,
Outside of the scope.
Outside of London, outside of anywhere, So they're so far removed from this, it's like man looking at American beef. And man's being so blasé about talking about American beef because it's nothing to do with man. Like I couldn't care. You heard my man got smoked. Oh, you got to,
bro, man was doing that before we even came on air.
There you go. You see what I'm saying? So, but also a part of me believes that I couldn't imagine being in like knee deep in that, and also at the same time, there's probably members or people around you that have fragile egos. So my man, whatever channel, was made a video about you, your team's beef and another team's beef, and he's kind of saying a few things wrong. And your fragile ego is like, you know what? I'm gonna comment and say, actually, my
that's not neat. That's not the real story.
Yeah, my man's a neat, my man's a da da da. Like, I don't it, because some of these when I look at these comments, some of these stories are too refined for me to believe. Oh, this is just made up,
bro. It's detailed. They it's time stamped. It's like the way it's so sophisticated in regards to these. Guys, you might as well call them journalists.
They are journalists.
Because they're actually carrying out Crime Stoppers, Crime Watch reconstructions. Like, it's actually that deep.
Yeah.
The only thing that's removed from their journalism is interviewing people.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
They've got all the newspaper clippings, all the mugshots, all the times things happened, all of the court fucking, minutes and everything.
Yeah, everything. But also, when I'm thinking about it, it's like, back in the days, like, the same way man will get a story from a friend, like, you either get a story from the source, or you get it from a friend, or you get it from a friend of a friend, and then it just keeps going, friend of a 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 friend. It could be so mad that, like, back in the days, you might have told me a story, and I might have been with you the next day, and I tell the story, but now it sounds like it's my story, or something, do you know what I'm saying? You're telling it to someone else. You might say it's your, and all of a sudden, this story is now just manipulated,
morphed into something else,
bro. Mm. It's everywhere now, bro. So I sympathize with these niggas, because it's one thing to be beefing a man. It's the next thing for Pete, you going through comments of your beef that someone has fucking made a video about, and you're just seeing niggas like, my man's washed. My man's this, like. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, how would you feel in it? Of course, it's easy. I don't look at the comments, whatever. But bro, this ain't music. Do you know what I mean? You ain't made a tune, and the niggas are saying, this tune's shit. Niggas saying, my man's washed. My man got bang on. My man got this. My man got that. My man got that. Then you got niggas adding you on Snapchat. Mm. I'm guessing an Instagram. Then all of a sudden,
your comment sections, you have to turn your comments off on that.
Bro, niggas are just commenting on your shit. But I heard you got splashed. Do you know what I mean? Like random, like bro, trolling,
trolling.
Bro, I've seen it on TikTok on like just random things. Something will come up, and then niggas will be like, but my man got splashed up. And then the TikTok, the person who put the video will be like, just remember you're not involved. Like he'll be replying to everyone like, remember you're not a part of this beef. Like, do you know what I mean? Like PSA, like you're not there. Do you know what I mean? But just thinking about that whole real one thing of, and thinking, all right, now niggas is probably being real. So their name can be spoken about on the internet. Also, niggas can stop doing it, blah. Like I genuinely hope that isn't the case. Do you know what I mean? But I can only imagine the trolling can only go so much. Yeah, that when you hit that up, now you're putting up your videos online because you want the comments to know.
You're basically trying to change
the narrative.
You're trying to change the direction of water flow. It needs to be benefiting you now.
My team's winning. My team's winning. My brethren's going to make a tune now. Check the scoreboard. We're still winning. Check the video. Man's got the video. Why are you running? Now all of a sudden the narrative changed because now you're no longer just beefing face to face. Like,
it's a different type of warfare,
bro. And I'm sure it doesn't even matter. Like, you could be winning. I hope I'm wrong with this shit because this is just But imagine you're in a war with Sutton. Your team's in a war with Sutton else. You're winning behind the scenes. Like, you're winning, but they got a better rapper than you. Do you know what I mean? And their rappers just telling the stories. And then obviously there may be a certain amount of times where maybe you've caught one, or they've caught one of you lot, and that's the story that's being passed around, and that's the raps. And all of a sudden, now you're going through your comments, yeah,
and you're really winning,
yeah.
But in the reality TV show, you're losing, bro. You're losing badly.
But I think that's the trolling is what's birthed this new wave of weird realness where these niggas are on their TikTok or their Snapchat or whatever snitching on themselves. They're talking loose on there. Like, they're going on there, and it's mad because they're talking so bait that these other pages will piece it together.
Yeah.
My man from da 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 put up this. Uh-huh. This is he's referring to when da 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 da. Then da 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 put up, why are you talking shit? Because when I saw you, and it's like, man are actually uploading on their socials the baitest stuff.
And have to cheat to talk about snitching.
But they'll say, oh yeah, but my man snitching. But bro, you're uploading. Yeah, don't listen to them. Don't listen to that tune, 2.0, because when I saw them on Mitcham Lane at 3:00, what?
Niggas' whole Instagram lives are
like enough of the realest guys now in drill. Their Snapchats are popping because they're just chatting.
Like, you see, bro, you see chatting. Whenever someone dies, you get me? I won't even mention no one, but everyone knows different situations. But whenever someone dies, like, niggas are so brazen now. Niggas are so brazen. Niggas are smoking on something. Niggas are up.
Fuck that. Like, the smoking on whatever is mad. This is disrespectful, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But it's there's a level of banter with it, like, especially if man's beefing. But what I've seen now in this kind of age of badness is that when niggas die, niggas are literally dying to talk about it.
Oh, they're happy, man.
Like, they can't wait. They cannot get in front of a microphone or a camera quick enough. Like, they need to talk about it. Like, niggas are actually bussing champers. Like, it's been moving like it's the weirdest shit ever. It's so mad, yeah. I never saw, I'm not saying this shit doesn't happen in America.
Yeah,
because America's got, like, because of how I don't know. Because of how accessible, I don't know because I haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm trying to say? But because of how accessible it is to corn in America, it's probably, people are probably a little bit, they're so desensitized to it at this stage that it's not as celebrated.
Yeah,
you know what I'm trying to say? It's kind of like normalized.
Yeah.
But it seems like it's only in this country, like, niggas' body's not even cold yet. And tunes are out. Tunes are getting pressed. Videos, everything's getting done. It's like it's pre-recorded.
No, I think it's the same in, like, it's the same in America. But I think because we're closer, and especially when it's, like, much closer to us, to our environment, you see it, like, a lot more. Do you get what I'm saying? And I think the worst thing isn't even that, because to a certain perspective, I can get if... You get me? One side celebrating, another side. Especially if that person was mashing a mad works on that team, or do you get what I'm saying? There's been altercations in the past where it's just gone over heads and that. What is the craziest thing about it is, it's, and it always comes back to me with this trolling thing, because my brethren can't pass away, and now I've got comments telling me, "Oh, go ride for your brethren." Like, before I've even mourned my nigga, like, I can't even step on social media because I have people I'm never gonna meet, bro. Never gonna see telling you, why weren't you there when my man died? Why are you making rhythms, bro? Your brethren's dead. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this?
I talk from I'll let you finish, but I talk from, maybe I'm talking from an ignorant place because man ain't really had to experience that.
I genuinely don't know how I feel about that, bro. Because it's easy to shut off. It's easy to say, "Ah, cool, bro. These people are whatever." But just make you have a bad day, bro, and you go on the gram and you see that.
But it's your fans as well, though.
Yeah, of course, bro.
Like, don't think these trolls are just some people that are just gonna randomly find you. Yeah, bro. No, it's your fans.
Yeah, bro.
Like these people last week, they were saying, "Yeah, that Trini drop was cold, my brother. Yeah, you're top three and you're top." The next week, when your brethren drops, they're the same people turning back round to you. Oh, go ride for Oh, yeah, you're wet.
Get on that glide.
Yeah. Oh, ooh, now you ain't jumped on the glide,
bro.
What? You're still rapping.
Niggas like, is going through, but I mean, it's part and parcel of the game.
Do you know what I mean?
Because those same fans are gonna make you famous.
Exactly.
They're gonna make you
be your demise.
Do you know what I mean? And them same fans, like that's what I'm saying. Like, imagine having a bad day. Boom, you go on the gram, you see a nigga say, "Go ride for your brethren." You might just be like, "Fuck it, I've had enough of this."
Today's the day.
That's how niggas go jail. Do you know how much stories there is? Yeah, obviously we can't tell them, but. Where man has been drawn out and do things in a scatty way that you wouldn't normally do things, and you get bagged.
Well, niggas just want to run to the internet and just let the internet know we're winning. We're winning this war. Do you know what I'm saying? They just want to go to the Snapchat and just be like, "I snap." They might even do the sneaky thing where they play my man's tune in the background. They'll play the op tune in the background and then start laughing. Like, what happened today? You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, come on. Like, you don't think the police are on these things. And they know. This is the thing. When they were taught, they're like, "Oh, the Jakes are watching." But they don't, like,
they're not even reading between the lines, fam. The lines are there, fam. They're linesmen.
Niggas want to win. And this is the same thing with everything now. Niggas want to win on the internet.
Yeah.
It's not enough.
Yeah, nah.
It's not enough.
On every level.
Yeah. On every level. Niggas want.
A lot of men, sorry to cut you, but a lot of men don't want to win in real life, as long as you can win online,
bro.
They don't really care about their situation in real life.
It literally is the metaverse, fam.
Yeah.
Like, niggas want to be the smartest,
yeah,
the richest, the cleanest, the most influential, the baddest, but everything,
only online.
Yeah,
online,
bro.
Fuck hair.
Yeah,
like, they don't care about hair.
Yeah,
they'll still tweet or do everything from their mum's room, their little box room in the back, got plates on the floor. Mum's still moaning about don't give no rent to the house, can't wash up, don't want to wash out the bath. her back is killing her. You can't take her to go get the prescription, but man is out here taking the most drippiest pictures. Man's out here with the most encrypted comments.
Oh man, I love those the most, bro, because
they got the most weirdest
to struggle. Like, I don't even know.
T4L.
Yeah.
What the fuck's that?
Or like, I don't know. Or like, you know. Obviously, I'm not gonna say his name, but you know, there's comments. You get me? There's a to struggle for more. You have to.
You know, man, come with the quotes.
Yeah, Leonardo da Vinci. To build an empire, you must lose certain friends or something. You know what I'm saying? Then the picture's just like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or like the Rolling Show.
Yeah.
Rolling Show. If they knew how hard I worked for this.
These times, man jerked it last night.
You just had a little tug of war for that from a taser. That's it, bro. That's all you done, cuz. That's all you done is a little light work.
Do you know what it is? Yeah, I had, I can't remember when this was. This is probably a couple months ago. But I remember I was somewhere and I was smoking. And I started looking at my phone. See, I'm high in it. I started looking at my phone like, it's insane that like this thing fucks niggas up. Like, God. When you enter the gram, you don't think about it, but when you enter the gram, you're genuinely entering a new universe.
Bro, you're entering the source.
Yeah, bro. Like, you're in there, bro. Like, if man had VR, man would be on the, like, man would be walking through the gram. Like, I was proper high and I was thinking, it's just a fucking phone, blood. Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
it's true.
Like, man's, I was looking at my phone, like, this small thing can make me anxious. This,
bruv, is mad.
Like, what am I on? Do you know what I mean? Like, I just say to him, like, what are you on, bro? Like,
it's mad, bro.
How can this little thing? That's crazy. You just delete that app.
Enough, man. Say, bro, just put down the phone.
Yeah.
But it's not as easy just to put down the phone because, cool, you put down the phone. You're gonna see the note notification. What did it say?
Bro, what do they call it? Endorphins or something like that?
Or the
gratification that you get from someone commenting on your thing, someone liking. Now, I think this was probably more in the early stages of Instagram for me, or like middle stage, whatever. But like that feeling you get when someone comments, or like you get that red thingy in your DMs or something like that. Like, oh, someone wants to talk to me. Do you know what I mean? Like, all of that, like, it's designed in a way to give you that gratification, to give you that endorphins. Like, You don't have to, because I get like, that's why the old generation sometimes say like, oh, these niggas don't have to work for anything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, they feel like everything comes easy. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. Because you couldn't get that sort of endorphin back in the day so easily. Do you get what I'm saying? So easily.
Yeah, you have to bang out on some mad levels to even get half of that.
Yeah, now, bro, you might put up a picture with certain drips and all of a sudden, yeah, drip god, you're the guy, you're the king.
It's mad because, like, think about back in the day, yeah? Say you had a fight in the ends, everyone's outside, you done the mad thing, you won, everyone's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then a friend might come over, oh, yeah, Keisha says she won, chat to you still. Like, forward all these years later, and you post a little picture with some dumb little encrypted message about, oh, yeah, them niggas know what's good on Friday the 13th. Yeah, some dumbness. Yeah, yeah. Now Keisha is all up in your fucking DMs. Hey, babes, yeah. Release this and just chatting some shit. And so it's just like, bro, like, what? Like, I think the evolution of real or release.
It's all changed. Like, with these things here, with what happened in, and man talks about man's time like man's old, and I know the really young niggas, like the Gen Z niggas, they look at man like man's old but it's literally as simple as this. You see the stuff that happened back in man's time, we need to be reminded of it. There are things that are happening in these man's time, they can never forget. Like, they will never be allowed to forget, because the internet is our undefeated life source.
This is what I'm saying, fam. Imagine you getting poked up, or you, some level of embarrassment happens to you, yeah? It's online forever, bro.
Bro, it's a whirlwind. It's online forever, bro. It can pull people that are not involved and not that way inclined into darkness, bro.
Yeah. Fast.
Because even the people that are inclined, bro, because still into, like, darkness.
For example, like you were saying with the anxiety side of things, yeah? Or anxious, being anxious, I can immediately see that when this very video is cut up, there will be niggas in the comments saying, bro, you man are not even about that life. You don't know, man. You don't know, man. And you're going to be like, oh, you man don't even know what you're talking about. You're just neeks. You're just podcasters. Blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. You don't know me. You don't know Joey. You don't know Thames. You don't know what man's on. You don't know what man used to be on. You don't know nothing. But you're making a comment, and then it's now I've got this feeling inside me to reply to you to say, what are you on? I don't know you. You know how fucking weird. No disrespect to
Don't worry, it'll get muted out anyway. It has to get muted out. So David's saying no disrespect.
My dick's big. No, my dick's bigger. It's so brazy.
Like, people are so, the lines are so blurred because everyone on social media, everyone's bad.
This may sound sneaky, but I don't. If man's talking about things, obviously niggas talking it. If man's talking about things, like, I don't mind talking between man, but I can't go online and say anything or comment on, even if it's sometimes man will do it with like artists, like, because man's far removed, or man's talking about music or whatever. But, like, just in general, I always double and triple think before commenting on anything about someone else. Do you get what I'm saying? Because it's like, bro, the same way you're thinking, that other person is probably thinking the same thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's why when I look at, like, the Shade Room and all those things, I just think, bro, like, imagine they post you, blood, and you've got 10,000 comments of people, like, that don't know you, bruv. And all of a sudden, assuming everything. Oh, yeah, my man's, like, if you can't handle that level of thing, please just block those things. Do you get what I'm saying? Big man thing. Don't even bother.
Rise to it, bruv.
Or there's the other side, which I've been in a lot of times. Someone will say something about you, or they'll be on a rant on their page about you or your friends or team or whatever, And I'm a very analytical person, so I'll be going through the likes. Like, I'm scrolling through the likes.
You're involved. All right, say no more.
You like this. Okay, cool. Or the comments, and then I'm thinking, who follows you? And, okay, cool. Or, like, you'll see a
friend. You're thinking, right, that's how you're even seeing this. My man's told you.
I'm like, okay. And then it's like, and it's mad because I more look at the people siding with it more than the person that's even posting it. Because the person posting it,
They're opportunists.
Exactly. Whatever. Just a quick one. And more time.
And that's endorphins as well. That whole.
But that whole
feeling of doing some social justice online or something. Like, there's bare different forms of getting endorphins, but feeling like you've done something. I said that my man is this or this. Mm. Like, same thing that happened when that whole thing happened with us. Don't get it twisted. Don't think that I didn't go through all the, like, I just wanted to see someone I knew. Like, one of the things, or like, I say it, cool. Niggas better say it to my face as well. Mm. Like, you better say it to me. It's on whatever, to be fair. It's on whatever. But like, I went through it and I was thinking, let me see. Because it was when that whole thing happened, there was certain people that just popped up that hadn't spoke to me in years or like a long time. And I was just like, oh yeah, I heard about da, da, da. And even like my old brethrens and that, like one of them told me, oh yeah, yeah, the man name was chatting about in the group chat. I was like, yeah, pussies, no one could have said nothing to me. No one said nothing, but you want
to... I don't even want to sound like I'm bad man, bro.
No, I wish you told me, bro. Yeah, no. This is why I didn't tell the man nothing, kid. Do you know what I mean? But I think But do you know what it is? Do you know what it is at the same time, yeah? Now I look at it like, oh...
I don't like...
Like, no offence. Now I just look at it like, oh, niggas are just washed then. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that. It's just that simple. Oh, niggas are just wet.
Sorry, it's quite, but man are big men as well, yeah? Sometimes I don't even have to know something, and I can feel it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll see you somewhere, and I'll feel the vibe, like, yo, what's going on, boy? You good? And it's like,
it's fake.
Why are you moving like that?
Yeah.
Like, you know, some people know they're being fake, and you can clock the way how that.
Yeah, energy don't
yo,
lie,
my brother, what's going on? You good? Yeah, bro. Because I was just chatting about you with the man, them still long time.
Energy don't lie.
And again, I'm very analytical.
You're chatting about me with the man. What just happened?
Okay, cool. Like, a lot of people can't be fake to themselves.
Yeah.
Like, they're very uncomfortable in it, but they'll still do it.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, oh, all right.
Cool. That's what I'm saying. This whole thing, I even think, like, the whole idea of, I know we're getting away from being a realist, but I guess it's around the same thing. The idea of, like, we all do, like, mindless numbing scrolling, innit? Numbing laughing at something or seeing that something. But it's not until you, like, think, oh, shit, like, man's laughing at, do you know what I mean? Like,
Not
to make it some big, like, oh, I'm going to change my ways or anything, because man probably do it in the next 10 minutes or whenever this thing ends, you know what I'm saying? But it's always like, I understand why people like Storms like left social media, because, bruv, it's just, why?
It's a circus, bro.
But I don't know if the human mind was meant to see this many things about themselves. Do you get what I'm saying? I don't think our minds were ever developed to see, like, maybe 50, 60 years from now, the mind would have developed enough to be able to dissect and handle that shit. But now,
it's just all raw, fam.
Bro.
It's just all action, reaction, like, and on grand scales
as well.
Yeah,
bro.
Everyone is dying to pop someone else down.
That's it, bro.
Like, everyone is laughing. God. Everyone is waiting for the demise of the next person to fucking have their own... Yeah, opinion on it and their own way of making it into comedy.
Yeah, bro. I remember the whole this podcast is nostalgia, but this is nostalgia. I remember the whole, like, the whole Molly May thing when I remember Gal were just overly on her, like, overly, like, oh my god, she's the queen, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think she bought someone a Rolex or something. I can't remember. She bought someone bought her something, a Rolex. And obviously, because you watch this person through the TV, You believe that you've contributed to their success.
To their success, yeah.
You're a part of it.
You have personally contributed. Does that mean, therefore, you can say whatever you want? Yeah. So you could praise her. Yeah, queen, yeah. Then when she come out and she was like, oh, rah, yeah, we all have to say the same 24 hours. Like, niggas get off their arse. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is broke out here. Everyone lost their
fucking... The backlash was lashing.
This is what I'm saying. But when she was posting the dolly and, you get what I'm saying... That's the 24 hours she was talking. Like, you like that one there. But when she said, rah, oh yeah, how I got this was from the hustle.
Yeah.
You get me? How I got that goal is from the hustle. Like, everyone can do it. He was like, nah, not me.
I'm not feeling this.
I'm not feeling this because this
is the wrong message.
And then niggas start dissecting their life. But your dad was your dad was a this. Your dad was a... Yeah, but when she had the Rolly and the romance.
Man was skimming over that.
Yeah, bro. You didn't care about that. So I just think, like, just like you said, everyone is waiting to for your demise. Everyone loves the come up, bro. Like, you see it all the time. And I don't know, I feel like humans are just I don't know if we're just haters, like, just genuinely. Like, I think about it, because it seems so normal, bro.
I don't know if it's hating. The line between hate and jealousy,
yeah,
is, man, throw the word hate up.
Yeah, jealousy might be a
because
yeah,
because it's categorized, isn't it? Yeah, man, just throw the word hate up because it's more universally understood in man's community.
Yeah, of course, what hate is. Yeah.
But it's like, I don't even think it's as far as jealousy. I just think that the way the world has become so much more connected, for the good reasons and the bad, through social media, men are just so competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's brought out the competitive streak in every social media user.
Yeah, I don't even think it's like man being competitive, because in order to be competitive, you have to compete. Like, I think it's more of like, my life's shit, or my life's not going good,
and I don't want no one else to even feel nothing.
So as soon as there's something bad, like, this way, bruv, you look through these fucking shade room and shits, or whatever they're called, yeah, shade borough. When it's good news,
shout out shade borough. Man, it's lagging you off, but you know,
I am, to be fair. when it's good news, the post quality is, I mean,
yeah, it's
the,
low.
It's low, bruv. It's low.
Always low.
When it's bad news, everyone's just like, well, they should have done this with their money. He should have not.
Bro,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, please.
Like, they should have done this. Like,
oh my days.
This is what I'm saying. It's not competitive, because niggas ain't trying to compete.
I swear to God, I think that is the most single-handed thing I hate the most.
Mm.
Oh my days, bro. Oh my God. Mm. When people start saying, and I know I get like mad loud and mad passionate. I see people wearing like their bust down watches and that, and they're like, bro, oh yeah, that's just a shit investment. He devalued the watch, like, he devalued the watch, like, poor investment.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, no one in your lineage has had anything like that.
Casio around.
Plain Jane on bust down or nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah? Bro, you're just a fish and chips guy.
Yeah.
Like, just please, just relax.
Yeah.
It's a poor investment. You should have bought Bitcoin. Fuck off, bro.
Niggas tell you to buy, should have bought a house. If I had that money, you don't.
you don't, fella.
This is what I'm saying. That niggas are not competing. Because competing is like, fuck that nigga. I'm going to try harder. Niggas ain't trying to try harder. They want that endorphins, because especially if you say a bad comment and you have bare likes, you're going to want to do it more and more because that is your instant gratification. Mm. You're
the guy that does that now.
Yeah, bro, you're getting the gratification. Oh yeah, he's got the likes. And then, bro,
classroom clown.
Yeah, the class clown. Bro, sometimes I'll go on it and I'll see, you know, like, it's sad because I will see someone I know, because obviously, you know, on Instagram, like, it shows you their comment. And I'll be like, and it's a nigga I know, and I'm like, what's
that about?
Why do you need to be all in this,
bro? I can't lie. I'm confrontational. I remember when
I used to see gyal in certain shade bower comments doing the most, and it's like,
about like, and it's about controversial, like tabloid shit.
Yeah.
Like, bro,
proper
high surface level. Stuff.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, well, and it's like, do you know? You was moving like you were so.
Yeah.
You was moving like you're part of the camp.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, nah.
You know what is it? It reminds me of fucking like. So the what, like, when the first time I ever was exposed to these kind of things was like the Daily Mail. Like, you go on the Daily Mail website, yeah, which I advise no one to do anyway. You go on the Daily Mail website, and then you have the comments. And then some of the comments would be just be racist as fuck. Like, cool. Bro, I remember I saw one for Storms. This was time ago, bro. And it was just like, poof. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, whoa. Like, he's not even British. You know them kind of things there? Like, just mad like that, bro. And this is what I'm saying. Like, the idea that trolling, which... back in the days, we used to see this as the most wettest thing anyone could ever do.
But now trolling's a sport,
bro. It's normalized, like, and I can never just get my head around it. Like, it's so normalized that things like Shade Room and that. Yeah, I've not mentioned you lot's name. It's only because
Shade Borough.
Yeah,
all the shady people.
You know what you're doing.
Bare shade.
Do you know what I mean? You know what you're doing in it. You know that you're profiting off of this. So, like, let's not act like. Like it's an accident, because someone's actually posting this. Do you know what I mean? It's not AI that's posting this stuff. Yeah, but it's so like Now it's normalized. You'll see 30,000 comments of niggas hating. How can so many people just be hating like that, man? And if you used to do a video back at them, like, everyone get their money up. Everyone post their next post that they post on this thing. Yeah, before you comment or argue, post your fucking bank, your bank account. What's in there? Yeah, niggas will start saying, "Oh, all they care about is money." Oh,
niggas will be like, "I ain't got no money, man. This prat money, man. I'm broke."
They won't say nothing, bro. They'll just be, all of a sudden, it's looking at you in a negative way. Like, oh, I like, you can tell that all he cares about is money. Or you can tell, bro, just go away. Like, I don't think there's no way. I don't know anyone that successfully, maybe you lot can figure someone that successfully, like, defeated the internet.
Bro, you can't.
No one has.
You know what I'm saying, bro? It's tough.
No one has. The biggest celebs can't get through it. Drake can't even get through it.
Bro, it's rough.
Like, it's the hardest thing out there.
This is why these niggas' comments are limited.
Yeah, limited, fam.
All right, who's the closest person? Who's the closest person to defeat the internet in regards to, like, celebrity status? In my opinion, I would have said, up until, obviously, very recently, I would have said the closest person I saw to defeat the internet, hands down defeat the internet, was Tory Lanez. Up until he went to jail. Because the industry tried to get him.
Yeah.
They got him in the end. He's sitting down now. I'm just waiting for his sentences because, you know, like, free Tory and that. You get me? Yeah. But
that's like the third or fourth.
Yeah, bro. And you know, like, I'll be in the comment section saying free Tory. Like, yeah bro. I feel like I'm close to the surface, bro. Free him, bro. You get me? Yeah. Nigga, go to the firing range, bro, if you want to shoot people in the future, car.
Yeah, big man thing.
You're even mad. You can't shoot no one. What you saying? All you can shoot is toes.
Yeah, man.
Big man, come on, bro. Anyway, and big toes, and you can't ever hit them toes. Anyway, never want to get too deep in it like that. But outside of that, up until recently, where he had to lash out.
Yeah.
Chris Brown was just about to beat the internet.
I don't think he ever can, bro. I'll be real.
Bro, he got dragged back into the darkness.
Every single person that's beating the internet, there's a other social media platform that's just gunning them.
Yeah.
Gunning them. So you'll think someone's winning on Twitter. Hey, this getting making noise. You go on Insta and go in the flipping comments or shade bar. They're getting lagged.
They're getting dragged lagged across the coals. Bro. They up are on down. The coals, bro.
Can you imagine? I'm just thinking it must be psycho. For that post to be about you, and for you to be reading, like, do you know how,
like, thousands,
bro? You know how my heart will just start hurting. Like, I could be having the best day because I'm sure these niggas are probably on PJ sometimes when they're reading this shit. And I bet you, bro, I bet their worlds fall apart reading this shit, bro. Like, you've seen it happen to footballers and shit.
You know
like that,
bro. It is, bro. I'm never gonna talk about names and that too much.
Yeah,
but obviously this happened recently in recent years, in the rap industry, where niggas had to come out and, like, the thing that will cause the most anxiety for me is that niggas are actually waiting for you to respond, so they can rip your response to shreds.
Yeah, oh, wow.
Like,
piece your thing apart, fam.
But they can actually when you respond now, because. Yeah. The news has come out about you.
Yeah.
And then that's just damaging it. Like, to the point where it's so damaging, depending on the person that you are, you don't even know how to respond.
Yeah.
Like, ruined. Because you don't know, because there's people on different sides of the fence.
Yeah,
so whatever you say is going to be wrong in the eyes of someone.
Yeah. You can't apologize. I've never seen anyone successfully apologize on the internet.
Oh, you're done. You're finished.
You put the notes up. The replies are killing you. You do a video, niggas start saying, look in his eyes. Yeah. He's not genuine. Yeah. Brother, I can't remember who it was. I think it was an American or something. It was Travis Scott. When that whole thing happened, I see people like, look in his eyes, look at his body language. Niggas are making body language videos.
Niggas are body language experts, bro.
Body language, look at his body language. It means he's not sorry. Like, bro, you can't.
It's techie.
You can't even go on Instagram live, bruv. You can't, bruv. It's like, techie. There's no way to... You just got to take the L, fam.
Do you think the old school perception of real still exists today?
What would you say the old school perception?
Not violence, but I'm just talking in terms of the street real code of not snitching, not telling...
I'll be real. I don't even want to go too much into the snitching side of things because I want that to be our own separate episode in itself. But go on, Tom, what was you going to say?
I can't remember now.
I mean, in regards to I feel like
oh, I remember.
I feel like the cold. Stick in it. Remember?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like the cold that we have has also mutated, but in a different way. Mm. And I'm not going to speak for the masses. I'll speak for myself, innit? Mm-hmm. Like for me now, a real one is someone that can just that is one prepared to stand on what he whatever he says in regards to whatever he's going to do, whether that be for you, for his circle of people, for himself, and for whatever, and levels of integrity. Integrity is the new real for me.
Yeah.
If you have integrity, you're not going to just say, you don't just chat out there just chatting shit. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, rah, you know, like, oh, Joey, I know, like, you needed to get something sorted with your car. Like, I'm going to help you with that. Like, I've got the links. Mm-hmm. And then nothing materializes from it. Like, that for me, it's just like, bro, we're at a stage in life now where you really, really
didn't you don't need, to, need say to do it. You didn't need to do anything.
Yeah. You really didn't need to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm a grown man. I'm not lost out here.
Yeah.
It might cost me a little bit more. It might take me a little bit of time, but I'll get it done.
Yeah.
You now doing all this fugazi and all this performing has made me now rely on you.
Yeah.
And slow down my own process.
Yeah.
Because what I'm seeing now is more time efficiency and more financial efficiency in your promises.
Mm-hmm.
So when that doesn't materialize, I just think you're a fucking waste, man, and you're fake.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah.
That's where I feel like I don't care who's bad. To be honest with you, if you're a bad man, I'll be real. I don't even really want to be around you, fam, because I can find myself inheriting your problems. I don't know who's watching you.
Yeah.
And I don't know who's watching you in regards to Justice League.
Yeah.
I don't know who's watching you in regards to the ops.
Yeah.
I'm not really involved.
Yeah.
I'm not really involved. I've seen how it happens. Yeah, two men, they run out of the front door. I don't even want all that in my life at the moment, to be fair. I got my thing has too much riding on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm trying to say? There's too much responsibility over here for me to be trying to dash it. But yeah, the terminology of what's real now is a lot more personal because the fluff of real nigga shit, RNS, I don't give a fuck about that no more, bro.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. If you're looking at me, I'm going to say hello. That's all I'm going to do, bro. I don't care. You must be looking at, there must be something I have that you find fascinating. But I don't know what it is. I'm going to say, well, go on, cuz. Because I'm Anik. Yeah? Just allow me. Let me get on my day. I got work to do, bro. I got work to do. And I got shit to pattern. I got people depending on me, bro. So let me just live. You know what I'm trying to say? You get me?
Can I live?
That's real for me. But you might have a different perspective.
So what was the question again?
Do you think old school?
So I take it like it's like the Ten Commandments, bruv. Like everyone knows they're supposed to stick to the Ten Commandments, but a man gonna stick to it. Do you know what I mean? Like stop snitching and all these things. In 100 years will be the same. That will be the code that you're supposed to follow, whatever. Or that if you're on the streets or whatever, that you're supposed to follow. There's certain things. Don't fuck your brethren's girl. You know what I mean? Like these things they will be staples.
And man are doing it.
Bro, man have been doing it before. Niggas didn't just start snitching. Do you know what I mean? Niggas didn't just start snitching when the internet came about.
Yeah.
Now we just find out about it. Now it's just easier.
Yeah.
Cause there's niggas that worship fucking Rico, fam. Like niggas worship Rico, fam. Alpo, they worship him. It's only now it's not cool to do it no more. Bruv, trust me.
Bro, please can we do this for another episode?
Yeah.
I want to speak that, especially. I want to speak on that, but we don't have the time right now. Yeah. So
I think the idea of like, I feel like the it's the same, but like now, it just depends who looks at it, because the older people will look at the younger generation like, fam, I've been reading all this stuff. Like, you niggas ain't true to the code, and like Constantine, you niggas are smoking crack. So how much information do you truly remember about that time, innit?
You niggas is hobby.
Do you know what I mean? So, and then the new niggas, you know what I'm saying? They're saying, yeah, da-da-da-da. So, like, I think there is a code. I just don't care enough about that code anymore. I feel like what Constantine said is the same for me. My version of realness is a lot more personal to me and how I treat people around me. Do you know what I'm saying? Or how I treat myself, or how I expect to be treated and stuff like that. Like, that's real to me. Like, everything else is like, I don't care. Like, you can't phone me and say you didn't snitch, and I'm gonna be like, that's a real nigga.
I got you next time.
You know
time.
What I mean? That's what? A real nigga.
You're not gonna need to snitch on me for anything.
Yeah, bro, it's okay. Do you know what I mean? Like, even like there was a little sneaky thing. I was not even sneaky, but like when man went through the whole supposed to do a retrial and that, yeah, there was a point where I felt really good about myself because I didn't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? I didn't. You know what I mean? And then my brethrens were like, I was hearing them cry in the fucking cells and that. You get what I'm saying? And like, I could have gone through the thing and that, no one would have known. And I was like, I'm a real nigga though, I ain't going through nothing. You know what I'm saying? So obviously when the brothers crying, I'm like, I got you, nigga. Like, you know, I'm walking back like, I got you, niggas. You know what I'm saying? I'm standing next to my niggas is crying. I'm like, I'm a real nigga. Not one tear filled out my
ass. RNS.
You know what I mean? RNS. Like,
RNS.
To the point where my mum was like, big man,
you're a fool.
Why are you not showing sympathy? Like, you know what I mean? Like, why are you stone faced with that? Because in my head, at 18 years old, I'm like, that's what a real nigga's supposed to do. Like, do you know what I mean? So the idea of what I believed when I was 15, 16, 17 to the age I'm at now, like it's obviously different. If you still have the same morals and codes, yeah, that you had when you was a child, to now, I don't know.
But unfortunately, there's a lot of people.
I don't know. Do you know what I mean, bro?
Live in that sense where it's like, they're so ingrained with the outer perception of things. It's like a lot of men will live the cold and believe that I should be able to snitch, or I should be able to fuck,
or I should be able to
fuck my friend's girl.
Yeah, or like I'll just screw this. Like, yeah. You know, like even screwing, and like even, bro, like I know me, I've always had this, and I be trying to change it whenever I notice it, I try to change it. I've got a staring problem, innit? Like, if a nigga stares at me, like, all right, cool. Like, we're just going to do it until we finish crossing paths, you know? And I know, while I'm doing it, I know it's childish. Do you get what I'm saying? Now I'm doing, I'm like, imagine this leads to something that it didn't need to be. Yeah. Like, what? Whose fault is it going to be then? Because it's going to be your fault. Because you've had this thing since young where it's the same jungle, like the jungle kind of rules. Like, we was always taught, like, don't
break eye contact. It's a sign of weakness.
Yeah. Bro, and no one ever... The thing is, no one ever directly told you. Like, no, I don't know if they
know. You know, you was never told. You just feel it.
Yeah. Like, don't look away. Don't look away. Don't look away. Don't run. Another thing, just before we go, this whole don't run situation, yeah? I remember there was a youth that I went to college with, and we used to get into a couple menaces here and there. Cool. Where I'm from, he's from the other side at that point in college. He's repping for the total opposite team, yeah? But this is my nigga, innit? And I, at this point, I already see it as I've been really rolling with fucking you lot, fam, for my whole fucking life anyway. So what's another nigga from another side going to mean to me? Like, it is what it is, isn't it? So cool, this is all
fine. And you get that a lot in the hood, but carry on.
Yeah. So this is all fine and dandy, but like, niggas are really beefing, like, man from our hood, really. Like, honestly, they're not my brethren that he's beefing, but niggas beefing man from my hood. But this is my nigga, innit? You know what I'm saying? We've got into little madnesses. We're in Oval now, cool. So that's in the middle of...
It's an unclaimed territory.
Yes. But it's in the middle of the two sides. You get what I'm saying? It's
where southeast meets southwest.
It's in the middle. And boom, like, at this point, I was in a shop. Then my brain's like, oh, that's the da 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 da. He ain't said who it is, but he's like, that's the da da da.
That's the boys.
You know,
opposition.
Yeah. And at that point, I think I'm a real nigga. So I'm like,
It is what it is.
We're going to have to go through it again. You know what I'm saying? Cool. They're whacking up my brethren. I'm banging out now. Then niggas have just all turned it on to me. Like, my brethren's down for the count. Man are turning on me, yeah, that I'm fighting back. And I'm seeing, like,
dusting out.
He's not even dusting out, but he's they give him a little scratching, you know what I mean? A little itchy and scratching.
Sorry, I'm laughing at the brother.
They gave him a scratching, innit? So obviously now they're onto me. And while they're swinging for me and everything, I'm seeing, I don't know if he was a leader, but it's one of my brethren from the area. Mm. And he's like, no, he's one of my ones, like, leave him alone. Like, no, like, he's running with my man. And I'm not even saying anything, because at that point I'm like, yes, like, just leave me alone, like, because the pressure is is
mounting.
It's getting worse. To the point where I'm like, I'm thinking I might need to run, because this is around the point where niggas have just started to wave it. Like, my bridges are ready
down.
You get me? You know his name, and he got.
He suffered.
He got. You know what I'm saying? You know,
bro, items. You're funny, you know.
You know what I'm saying? But obviously, my car, you get what I'm saying. So that's when I've seen it. He said, "That's my one." Duh, 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 duh. And then I remember we had a conversation years later, bro. Years later, and he was like, "Fam, why the fuck was you like? Was you rolling like that? Like you're dumb. Like niggas is trying to get you." Mm. And I was like, "That was my nigga. Like, do you know what I mean?" Like, and he was like, "Bro, like he said, oh, you're real for that." But like, you know when a nigga says it and it's like.
You just feel there's no reward there.
It's all the way in the other direction.
Maybe I shouldn't have done that,
bro. And I remember thinking, like, because it's happened twice now where I've almost shitted on my own doorstep just because of the niggas that I'm rolling with. Do you know what I mean? Just because of the niggas I'm rolling with, I'm shit. And I'm thinking, if it really gets on top, niggas ain't traveling,
nah, bro.
Down to you know what I'm saying? But always, it's always like. I've got this thing, and I know we all have it. It's like, that's my nigga. I got back my nigga. Do you know what I mean? I've got to, innit? Like, what? Like, I don't know if I can sleep or whatever. Mm. You know them kind of things? They're like, if I didn't back my brethren then, how would I look myself in the mirror? Mm. Because that's the Ten Commandments that man had. Mm.
That's the code, bro. That's the code that's ingrained into man. It's not something that a man was told. It's like, right, if man lets man get touched here, how is man gonna have a conversation after this?
Yeah.
What's that conversation gonna be about?
Yeah.
Like, man's just gotta be in the thick of it. Man's in the trenches together, then, isn't it? If that's the case. And it's not, sometimes, regardless, it's ingrained into man, so man's gotta do it. Sometimes it's out of
fear.
Sometimes it's out of fear.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a hype situation.
Yeah.
It depends on the circumstances, but you know, you just gotta do what you gotta do, bro. Yeah, that's if anything, if any of the documentation of what war is really like has shown me is that's how it is everywhere, bro.
Yeah.
So it just is what it is.
Yeah.
It's what it is. But I feel like that's been a broad, episode.
Yeah, I feel like the kids of today, well, not even kids of today, I feel like everyone goes through things in a different way. So interpretations of real or codes that you live by is going to change for everyone. Obviously, we can see on social media, there's a lot more of people doing things that a generation before was not doing. But they'll probably have a wide different thing. No, I don't believe in that because this and that and that and this and.
Go on. Just before we go, sorry, to be fair, now I'm thinking about it. The whole idea of the whole being real and that, I feel like it's now more expanded a lot more than it had before. Mm. Because before, like, and I don't know if this is how we grew up, it was just realness was based on gangness. Mm. Like, realness was based on gang. Now, if you see a nigga doing his thing, do you know what I mean? Like, you're more likely to say, yeah, that nigga's real. I'm sure even if you're in whatever you're in. Mm. Now, because of social media, as long as you see the gratification of what that nigga's doing,
yeah,
you might not believe in him at first or whatever. Like, even I'm sure there's YouTube people that are influencers or YouTube people that niggas will now say, yeah, that nigga's a real nigga. Mm. When before you might have laughed at him, but now you've seen money. And I mean, it goes...
100%.
Yeah, and I still think it goes back to that same whole thing of, all right, if you don't see the streetness, if you see the money, then he must be a real nigga.
Yeah.
Like, he must be.
How's he got money like that and no one ain't checked him? He must be a real one.
He must be a real one.
Or what I feel is that let somebody have something that you aspire for and there's nothing around them that breeds anything of they've done something slight out of the lens. Yeah, you're real. Yeah. So whether he's got money, whether he's got gyal, whether he's got swag, whether, like anything that he or she, because it's everyone, he or she has that you admire, and there's nothing, there's no stains on their name. They're the realest.
Yeah, the realest. Yeah,
they're real. And I think that's how it's just kind of shaped up. Especially now, like, I think you said it before. You've got so much different means of living life. You've got your YouTube, you've got your influence. You've got so much things right now. And because of how we see things now, real is just a personal perception of you're staying true to yourself.
Yeah.
You stick to your word. You look after your... Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
You're real.
One more thing. Sorry to do that. Yeah. What I've noticed, especially about the certain people that I used to view as real growing up, you know, like the real... bangers and da, 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 da. You watch them tell their stories on fucking any of these fucking YouTube channels and you stop rating them Completely. Because you're like, oh, you as a gangster, you look fucking broke as shit. Like, now you look shit. This guy, that man, everyone was scared of.
Everyone was pedestaling. Now you're just looking like you're torn out.
You look, bro, you look like life's hard, bro. And the niggas that you was calling neeks and that, like, you know, like mum used to say, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, you see the bad boys, yeah. Watching to get older.
You're making life look like you're playing on FIFA on ultimate.
On hard, on hard.
On ultimate difficulty.
Tough. And you want to be on this, you want to be on the thing, reliving memories, and it's like, this is all you got, innit? Like this.
And it's always the baddest ones from back in the day that, you know, like these podcasts or these in interview platforms when they get the OGs or whatever. Yeah. And they're not OGs, they're just old.
You're just old, bro.
You're just old niggas.
You're just old.
You didn't put like, no game, man.
Like, you're not the original gangster. You're not the original what? You're just old. Yeah. And you're out here.
Just talking shit.
Looking like they dragged you out your house when you needed to stay in it.
Yeah.
Because, man, I'm out here just. Yeah. Back in my day.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about. It's a new day, bro. Yeah, bro. It's 2023. Talk about today. And yesterday, what have you been doing with yourself? Because it's about the evolution of things. Yeah. And if you're not evolving, you're extinct.
Yeah, extinct.
So if you're extinct, stay in that dead yard of yours, bro. Because what are you out here for? Mm. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, what? Like, it's not like they're coming to give game as well. Like, it's not even like, listen.
They just want
to
tell you how good they are.
I fucked up here and this is how I fucked up. Anyone out here, don't make my mistake. They just want to start bragging about, these kids out here are talking about this and that.
Yeah.
Back in my day, you know what we was doing.
Yeah, bro, man was moving bricks. Man was doing that and you're looking like you ain't seen a brick.
Bro, you ain't seen a draw
you ain't in Yonkers.
Nothing. Go home.
I'm guilty of this, I'm guilty of, looking at, judging people based off status.
Of course.
If I see you talking about bricks and talking about plug and talking about this and talking about importation, and you're looking raggedy as shit, I'm thinking you're definitely smoking crack. If you're older than me, if you're older than me, if you're at least 5 years older than me and you're talking about bricks and you're talking about plugs and you're talking about people from different parts of Europe and this and that and flights and all of this and presser, And I can't see you're wearing Reebok Classics. You got some old creased up Avericks that you're trying to iron out on the sole for yourself.
And it's not a vintage thing. Like niggas, you didn't mean to wear it on a vintage vibe. It's just old.
That's your everyday coat, bro.
If you're like that, you were smoking food, bro. You probably still are. It's probably spliff your season in. But
just to ease out. Realness is just a perception of what you feel. I think it's a very personal thing. Whereas, you know, as kids, you grow up and you're searching for the building blocks of how to build your narrative of everyone around you and what's going on around you. Oh, what's real? Real's this. Okay, I'm going to carry this until I get to a certain point where I can make my own realness. So, everyone just stay real to yourself, do your thing, and stop listening to these old guys that ain't got nothing to give to people. A lot of people just want to be famous. They ain't trying to help the next generation. They ain't trying to help you. Mm-hmm. They're not even trying to help themselves. So let's cut that out. Let's just be real to ourselves. Shout out everyone that locks into the podcast, like, subscribe, all of that good stuff, and we will see you next week.
Peace. Keep spit shining, bitches.
I can't do it.